Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator with a master's in education, number one best-selling author on Amazon with a stress reduction book, and Blog Talk Radio host. So today's title is actually everything gets into a rush, into a tizzy, and when we're prepared and calm, we seem to enjoy everything so much better. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of feedback, questions, some information, some things that you can use, just to make it easier for you to enjoy the holidays. Thanksgiving is one of the first ones for the end of the year. Then we have Santa Claus Day in Switzerland, it's on December 6th. In other places, it's the night before Christmas. It's different all over the world. But there are things that we can just kind of draw from and use for ourselves to make our lives better. So, what does actually Thanksgiving mean to you? Is that just another day or another evening or another meal? Or is there more meaning to it? Let me just share about myself because there I can't go wrong. For me, it is not just a normal day. It's a day especially filled to give thanks. Though I do that daily, Thanksgiving Day is even deeper and more earnest in giving thanks because I actually focus on that day to be very giving, to be very thankful, and to see who I can help, who I can reach out to, smile at them, maybe offer meal or give them a gift certificate or invite them for a cup of coffee or for a little lunch or something. There's always ways we can do better than we've been doing and focus on someone else than just ourselves. Now, let me stress, ourselves, our families need to come first. Don't just go and give away everything and have nothing for your family. But share to your point or make the dollar stretch so you can help more people if possible. So I asked you, what does Thanksgiving mean to you? Is it about food, about a party, about drinking, about dancing? Or is it about being thankful for so many things that we sometimes even forget during our daily lives? For example, I thank God, that's my supreme being that I believe in, every evening before I go to sleep and every morning before I even get out of bed, to have a roof over my head, to have a warm bed to sleep in, to have clothes to cover my body, to have food on the table, being able to pay the bills, the utilities, the mortgage or rent, phone bills, internet, whatever other bills there are, to have enough funds so I don't just live from paycheck to paycheck. How does Thanksgiving affect your health, be it healthy body, healthy mind, or healthy finances? Witnessed different ways of celebrating that lovely holiday that came about by the pilgrims many, many moons ago who started that because they were so thankful for their harvest and they wanted to praise God for it. And so they came up with the Thanksgiving Day. So I have noticed that many people just really stress out, what am I going to fix for food? Is it ham? Is it turkey? Is it prime rib? Is it all three? How many pies do I have? How many guests do I invite? Do I ask anybody to participate in bringing food, or do I do everything on my own? Well, let me tell you, I remember when my husband and I and our daughter lived at the ranch, I did everything by myself. Hubby did help, but it was just the two of us. Daughter was too young at that time. And we fixed food for a whole week to have 30-plus people at the table on Thanksgiving who did not participate in bringing anything, did not help set up anything, did not help clean up anything, but wanted to take all the leftovers home, so we had nothing left. And finally, I said, that's it. That is not what Thanksgiving is all about. If you guys want to come over, I'm more than happy to host. But from now on, I'm going to make a list, and you guys are going to sign up so I know who's bringing what. And I do less of that, and at the end, everybody's going to help me clean up. And you know what? I was an amazing shift. People started realizing, oh, that's right. We're not just going over there to her house, sitting at the table, having a food in abundance, having, water or juice or wine or whatever there was at that time. A lot has changed in my life since then, but it was just amazing to actually see how people changed around and made it better. And I go, wow, this is so beautiful. So the next year had a little bit less people. We were about 20 or so. And I got to the point that anybody who complained about anything got kicked out of the house. Why? Because still, everybody who participated worked hard, and we worked hard cleaning the house, setting up everything, fixing food, getting everything ready. And I said, I want this to be a peaceful, thankful dinner time where we get to share, appreciate one another, love one another, and be grateful and thankful for what we have. So we instilled a new method, which was we went around the whole table, and everybody had and got to share something they were thankful for. And there were things that popped up that were totally unexpected, yet very, very real. So that was amazing. That really made the best out of it. And then, of course, we can take charge of our lives, of our health, and make the best out of it. And that statement actually comes from my background and from my brother, who is a medical doctor. But before he became a medical doctor, he became a minister. And when my dad says, why are you wasting my money to become a minister when you want to be a doctor? My brother said, Dad, I love you. I'm not wasting any money. I'm educating myself a little bit more, because 80 to 90% of all doctor's visits are due to either mental or emotional issues or distress. And if I can help them align their mental attitude, their mindset, to something more positive, to get rid of the negativity that is following them wherever they go, be it a bad experience they had or something that they perceive to be bad. It's not always true, but that's the way people perceive it, and you can't change perceptions. They are just so, they're perceptions. And I just go, okay. So he said, this way, I get to treat their mind first without medication. Maybe they even allow me to pray with them when I ask permission. And then we can work on that, and they don't need to take so many medications that are bad for them. So I go, wow, this is pretty awesome. And so I told you at the very beginning, I was a nurse, fitness trainer, now I'm a certified transformational health coach. I also have a master's in education. And I'm the host of the Blog Talk Radio show, and I'm on other people's shows, and everything I do and talk about has in some ways to do with health, healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And that's why this is so important to me. Did you know that, it's so sad to say, but it's so true, it's a fact, it's in the statistics, that over the holidays, between now and New Year's, many people gain between 10 and 20 pounds. And then in New Year, they make their New Year's resolution and they want to lose the weight. And what happens? They can't. It just doesn't want to. Or they do a diet, which is temporary. And as soon as they're down, they let go of it. They let go of moderation. They let go of, you know, moving more. They let go of so many things. And what happens? They can be right back immediately within weeks. And usually it goes on that it doubles or triples. And that is one thing I would love to help you prevent for this year. And we can do that. So would you like to get a head start in getting healthy right now so you won't gain extra weight and you can achieve your goal within a reasonable time, which will be determined during our free 30-minute health assessment I'm offering everyone who chooses to get healthy or healthier now. So that's a free gift from me to you, a 30-minute health assessment where we can explore what your needs are, if it's healthy body, healthy mind, or healthy finances, or a little bit of everything. I mean, you don't have to be overweight. You don't have to be underweight. You don't have to be any of those things. You can have some stress, and I can help with that. As I said, I am actually a best-selling author with a stress reduction book. It's just 15 key steps to reduce stress and increase health, and it's on Amazon. Just put in my name, Denise Thompson, that's DeniseThomson, and it pops right up as in Kindle form or a little paperback. Just choose whichever you want. If you want it signed, autographed by me, and you live in the area of Long Beach, or you want me to ship it, then it's a different price, but we can do that too. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make things easier for you. With that health assessment, we can then figure out where you want to be, what your reason is why you want to get there. Did the doctor say you had to lose weight or you had to gain weight? Do you have diabetes? Do you have gout? Are you a nursing mom? Any other things? Do you have Hashimoto's disease? I can help with all those things. And so I just wanted to really, really emphasize here that Thanksgiving is to be thankful for. And actually, here's another one. Since it's the beginning of the season to be giving, you know, I will give everyone who signs up as a client with me to improve their health a $50 wellness credit from today on until November 30th. And so anybody who signs up and wants to improve their life and does the way I guide them through gets a $50 wellness credit. And just as a thank you from me to you to take charge of your health and to be in a better place next year, starting right now. If you are actually interested in participating a little bit with my Blog Talk Radio shows and want to be a guest on it, please send me an email to dythomson@gmail.com. Mention in the subject header BTR for Blog Talk Radio so I can get the email out of the spam folder, because all first emails always go into spam. That's the way it's set up. But when I know what to look for, I fish them out. And then the second one won't go into spam anymore. You can also text me or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. And I said text or voicemail because I will not answer the phone unless it's a scheduled call and I know who's calling and why. so I can be prepared and not waste your time or my time, but make the most out of it. Be serving. That's the important thing for me. And so when you do that, and I know what I'm responding to, then I can be specific and give you more of value with the conversation. For everyone who sends me a personal poem that they wrote, I will send you a little gift card of something. I just would like a little bit more interaction and get permission to use your thoughts and your ideas. And if you could also even, if you want to, you can make a list of all the things that you are thankful for. You can make a poem out of that. You can say, my list to be thankful for is, and then blah, 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 up to 10, 15, 20 things that you're thankful for. And then you can create with that a poem. And if I publish that poem, because you gave me permission and I like it so much, I will send you a little gift card. I will get your information through email afterwards. I will ask you. And so I just really consider this a most wonderful time of year. Actually, this is the very first time in 90 years that I'm putting up a Christmas tree again and start decorating it. I just have a couple of things up. I'm far from being finished, but for the last 9 years, I didn't do it because 10 years ago, we took my father-in-law in, who was in a wheelchair, and he was running all over the place, and he ran into the Christmas tree, and I didn't want all the ornaments to break. So while we had him, I just didn't do it anymore. We just had it in our hearts, listened to music or watched a Hallmark Christmas movie. And that was our stuff, and we enjoyed it and spent time together. And now, as I said, I just got it out, and I'm decorating it. And it kind of changes my mental attitude a bit. I know my mindset is really good, and I'm very positive because I've been working on it for years now. It wasn't always that way. But now, having been able to learn, I'm still learning every day to be more active, be more mentally there, being focused, enjoying what I'm doing, sharing with others and helping them. That makes such a big difference. So again, be aware. It is not just a one day or a one evening thing to be thankful for. It is actually year round. But for me, it's a special day to be extra special thankful for everything. So I want to just read you a little poem that I found here under on Bing. And it says, "For the hay and the corn and the wheat that is reaped, for the labor well done and the barns that are heaped, for the sun and the dew and the sweet honeycomb, for the rose and the song and the harvest brought home. Thanksgiving, thanksgiving. For the trade and the skill and the wealth in our land, for the cunning and strength of the working man's hand, for the good that our artists and poets have taught, for the friendship that hope and affection have brought. Thanksgiving, thanksgiving. For the homes that with purest affection are blessed, for the season of plenty and well-deserved rest, for our country extending from sea unto sea, the land that is known as the land of the free. Thanksgiving, thanksgiving." And this Give Thanks poem was written by the 123thanksgiving.com. So I just need to give them some credit for that. So another thing is, since holidays can be stressful for people, as I said, I am a best-selling author of a little stress reduction book. If you get that and you learn what the tips are, the symptoms are that you're stressed, and what tips are to get de-stressed and to actually let go of the stress and make something more pleasant out of it, I definitely suggest you might want to look into this. And you can even buy it for somebody else as a gift. Because stress, unfortunately, is something that is heavy duty nowadays. And I'm working on getting people healthy one habit at a time with a full circle, a complete transformational system. Nobody else has exactly the same that is 100% complete and helps you learn, helps you journal, helps you write your own life story. And when you're done with it and you go back and see where you started from and where you are after a year of learning all the mindset, all the good habits, all the activities, all the things you can do, how to fix better and healthier meals and how to choose the proportions, you will not have to fight overweight, heart problems, breathing problems, cholesterol problems, high blood pressure problems. Let's dump those. Let's get rid of them. Let's take care of ourselves. So 2020 will be a year to celebrate good and excellent health. And your doctors will thank you and you will thank yourselves. So this is it for right now. I just wanted to share this with you. And I will do one more show next week. And then on Thanksgiving, I'll be on the road, driving 7 hours to one place, going celebrating, driving 7 hours back home. So there is no way that on Thanksgiving on the 28th, I will do a show. It's impossible. Plus, I won't have connections in the car wherever we drive. So anyways, today and then next week once more, and then the week after Thanksgiving again. I wish everybody a most wonderful day. Please take me up on my free offers, the free 30-minute health assessment to see how I can best serve you and help you. And if you want to write a poem after you've made the list of all the things you're thankful for, a little gift card for something that you might enjoy, and just take me up on it and make sure that you write in the subject line or in the header, BTR, Blog Talk Radio, so I know I can get your message out of the spam folder. All right. Very best of health to everyone. Walk around with a glass of water in your hand during the festivities so you don't have to put food in your mouth for everything. Just drink some water or sip on it. And take advantage of connecting with people, talking with them, sharing with them, and not stuffing yourself. So I wish you a very, very wonderful best of health Thanksgiving and rest of the year. Stay happy and healthy and empowered, and I will talk to you next week again. Take care.